Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glorify the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God for another new day that the Lord has made. And Lord, help us to continue to stay focused, to rejoice and be glad therein. We bless the Lord for this day that he has made. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's by his power, his blood, his love that's redeemed us back to the Father. What love and such a sacrifice while we were yet sinners. He died for the ungodly. So we thank God for this blessed day. Every day is the Lord's day. But even this day that they set aside a love day, love chapter, as glory to God, that I should be reading that. That's what I ought to be reading tonight as our scripture reading. One moment, bless the Lord. I do apologize for the silence for a few minutes. I had to stop and make some lemon tea. I left the air conditioner on and gave me a sinus headache. So things like that happen. I can't be saying it was the devil. It was me not using wisdom because I needed it on earlier. Left it on and didn't. I have no idea who that is. Bless the Lord. I just wanted to go and get the word until we transition back to the computer. But I bless the Lord again tonight and give God glory because he deserves the praise no matter what situation going on in our lives. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, and that's who we have to look to. Glory to God in sickness, in health, in whatever. He's our healer, our deliverer. Our burden there, our high tower, our strong tower, whatever we need. So our dependency has to be on him. So we thank in God, glory to God, for blessing us, glory, to have to be able to have a voice, activity, our limbs, sound mind. And whatever we do, still give him the glory. That song that in the word says that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in our mouth. Some people, that's just lip service. But we that really sincere about the things of God, that's more than lip service. That means we really are trying to be able to bless him in spite of what we feel like, in spite of what our bodies go through. And so that shows us what love we have for him when we can turn back around and sacrifice and deny this flesh so that way he can be glorified. So I'm going to honor my Lord tonight, in spite of, because through the prayers, thank God for Alicia, just praying for her mom on the way from work. So the prayers are already gone forth, and I know you all are always praying for one another and for me. So we stand in on the fact that this too shall pass. So the scripture reading for one for this love day of every day that the Lord has made for this Valentine's Day, and send greetings to all of you for happy Valentine's, and pray that Jesus is the reason for every season, that he's in your heart, number one. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass, as a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand it all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffereth long. That's what people act like, that's a cuss word when they hear that part. We want to select and pick out certain things out of the word and out of the Bible, but we got to make sure that we eat the whole roll. Amen, like he told Ezekiel. And though I bestow my my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. It suffers long and is kind. Jesus suffered on our behalf. That love kept him on that tree on our behalf. Praise the Lord. So our love is denying this flesh so he can be glorified in it. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity, if it is not, charity vaunt not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly. Sad to say, in the body of Christ, people don't always see our light. Praise the Lord, because we respond in our emotions and flesh, and we're not to retaliate. God says vengeance is his, but we still find that flesh acting up. Does not have behaved itself unseemly, seeketh not to her own, is not easily provoked, to think it's no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. And many times it happens. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and doeth all things. Charity never fails. God's love never fails, and the love we have for him in him should never fail. Praise the Lord. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fall. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, oh Jesus, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. Some still acting as if they're a child when they respond to various situations. And we're supposed to be maturing in Christ and let the Holy Spirit lead. Many times people are allowing their flesh to lead them and not even hearing what the Spirit of the Lord through the Holy Spirit is speaking. I understand as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Help us, Jesus, right now. Oh, many of us, praise God, don't see the light sometimes when challenges come. But now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. And now about it, faith, hope, charity, these three things. But the greatest of these is charity. But the greatest of these is charity. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was just looking over it in Amplified and found out whether I was going to add something to that, but we're going to leave it as such. Our scripture reading tonight from the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we do honor you tonight as we come before your presence, giving praise, giving glory, giving honor unto you. Help us to stay on our post, God, reverencing you and giving you glory and not allowing the cares of this life overtake us, overwhelm us, that we don't give what's rightly due to you. Because if it had not been for you on our side, if it hadn't been for you saving and delivering us or redeeming us back to the Father, where would we be right now? God, I thank you, Lord God, for that mercy that's renewed every day, every morning. Another opportunity to give you praise, glory, and honor. Another opportunity to repent. God, as we lift your name up, and let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. We thank you as we give glory and honor to you today, God. We thank you for having an attitude of gratitude. God, we pray that, God, we continue to lift our voice up to you. How excellent is thy name, your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Thank you for all the provisions that you make for us. Thank you, Lord God, that you did not leave us alone. You left us with the Holy Spirit on the inside. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons that you've given us, not carnal, mighty, you equipped us with everything we need. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessings. Glory to God for the angels being encamped about us. Thank you that you never sleep nor slumber. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of forgiveness. Even in our error and our glory, your love does not change. God, you may have to chastise us one sometimes because you say you chastise those that you love, but you are so merciful and so good to us. Thank you for favor. Thank you for the anointing that destroys yoke. Thank you for your patience, God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for so many great and mighty and marvelous and wonderful things you're doing in our lives. Help us, glory to God, to show the love back out to others in the world, and glory to our brothers, in the name of Jesus, as you've shown to us when you make that sacrifice on that tree, and that love kept you on there to fulfill all that your Father requested and that you did as an ultimate sacrifice, hallelujah, on our behalf. We bless you. You told us in Romans 12, as Paul wrote, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. That's our reasonable service. And you tell us, don't be conformed to this world system. Be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Help us to get that mind renewed in your word. Glory to God, so the love of God will be magnified in the name of Jesus. And you, glory, be glorified in all that we do as we deny our feelings and emotions, our flesh, God, because in it dwells no good thing, as you said. Oh, our righteousness is as filthy rags, as your word says. But I thank you, Lord God, for you being a just and loving and kind and merciful God, that God, you're blessing us, glory to God, and even as you cleanse our hearts, and it'll be just as nothing just never happened. God, we bless you so much. Thank you for covering our families. Thank you for covering our church family. Thank you for blessing, glory to God, for the power of prayer on the inside of us. Thank you for the gifts that you're giving us to use back for your glory. God, we pray for the spirit of encouragement that you're giving us, and even that word that you're giving us, glory to God, to speak truth. Because we can't just say, glory to God, what we want to happen and still yet walking in darkness. God, we pray we have to also remember we have to be the light to have to draw people to the light. And as we lift you up, you'll draw all men. Oh, the love of God, the love that we're to have one for another as we deny this flesh, glory to God. And we're going to suffer through some things because you suffered already on our behalf, but it's not in vain. And you say, when we suffer with you, we'll be able to reign with you in the name of Jesus. And you said, be not weary in well-doing. You said, we should reap if we faint not. It's no time to faint. I pray, glory to God, that we will show, glory to God, the love of God in everything that we do, in spite of all the things that we see this and hear that's going on in the cosmos, that's going on in, glory to God, even in our local assemblies, what's going on in the world, what's going on in the body, what's going on even in our own homes, glory to God, the displeasing, glory to God, to us, how much more displeasing that is to you, the things that are happening, glory to God, in the spirit of darkness that's run in the land and all the murder and the killing, the this, that, and the other. God, where is the love? Where is the love that we're supposed to have for you to be able to stand and be strong enough to be a witness, to be a light? God, we ask you, Lord, for you to help us and strengthen us, that we will stand encouraged. Help us to take the scales off our eyes and to stop our ears as we get in your word and spend time with you and get forward to God, closer to you, and really trust you and rest in you. So that we can be, glory to God, victorious, not the victim, be triumphant in all that we do. God, we just love you and appreciate you today. I thank you for these prayer warriors. Thank you for their faithfulness. I pray, God, you just blessing their bodies, heal and deliver, encourage, blessing their families, different trials and tribulations that they are going through while they are standing on the wall or ministering or preaching or standing, glory to God, as a proxy for people, that God, you just bless them and keep them, that they can be able to continue the work of praying for our leaders, praying, glory to God, for our pastors and other ones that you have put in, apostles and prophets that you put in place and positions, God, and even in the fivefold ministry. We pray, God, that you would just bless even in our president and our vice president the wisdom they need, even at this, for leading our country, and even at this trying, testing times with everything going on with Russia and Putin and China and Korea and whatever else. Things that are going on behind the scenes. Help us to be alert, but help us as a body, this United States as well, get back into God we trust, but the body of Christ got to get in this place all around, global out the globe, to do what God called us as being his people, to come out of sin and of wickedness and out of self-will and self-exaltation and whatever else that the enemy is causing to trigger this flesh to keep, glory to God, want to be appeased instead of just denying. God, we pray and glory to God that we'll turn back to where the place we need to be in you, if we're backsliding or if we're just dragging and not being obedient, and others that never knew you, to get the fear of God back and, get the fear of God in them and give reverence to the Lord and let him come in and live in him, live in them. And God, we that, glory to God, all believers, we can't live love you on part-time basis. God, we're praying for those that have lost their fear and the reverence of really standing and being obedient to your will, God, be a shaking and awakening. We just pray, God, the love will not wax cold, but it will be a time that the ones that you called out and set apart will, glory to God, give what belongs to you, and that's their lives in every area of their lives to surrender and show their love, that I'll be obedient to that you command me to do. In the name of Jesus. God, we just love you today. We appreciate it so much more than we can pray about it. So many things that are going on in the world, and we really believe in you for deliverance. And even not only in this COVID, God, for this pestilence to come, be eradicated, but oh, God, for the opening in the ears of people to come open, and the love of God some way or another can penetrate their hearts so they can stop so much murdering and killing and bashing and backbiting and things, glory to God, that's going on with the human trafficking and the drug trafficking, all the things that are happening with the homosexual acts and this, that, and the other, and all for us intervening and pray is just getting so prevalent now that it's so natural to turn on the TV is what they're trying to make it so natural that turn on and this is the way of life. This is what's going to, but God, you're not pleased. So help us to get on our post. Some things are right. We definitely, no matter how much it's being showed up in so many areas with so much going on, there's still power in the prayer that you're telling us to stand in faith with. And as we witness and be a light and not draw back because we hear so much hideous crimes and people doing hideous things and sin running havoc all through the land, you did not tell us to be quiet. You still told us to work while the day when night comes, no man can work. All we have to do is listen to your voice, the Holy Spirit, how to go in, how to come out, what to touch, who to speak, where to go. But the power of prayer ought to be an operation all the time. Glory to God, whether someone allow you to be able to witness to them or not, we ought to be able to pray in places in our heart, even when we can't verbalize it straight out and everything, but it ought to be prayer all the time. Prayer, glory, go places that we will never be able to go. Penetrate, glory, our hearts that we might never even see, glory to God, or hear of what the outcome was. But standing in faith, so God help us continue to pray one for another. Keep ourselves prayed up that we can stay strong in the Lord. Spend time with you alone and corporately with faith to believe God, change is coming. Transformation will take place. Healings will take place. Deliverance will take place. People will come out of darkness and walk in the light. Crime, glory to God, will go down for whatever season and time. But you said in these last days, these many things was going to take place, and men would be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Help us, glory to God, to believe you by faith that all things are possible through you in the name of Jesus. And we can do nothing without you, but all things through you. As we cast these cares and concerns back to you, we love you, appreciate you, adore you, and glorify you. Thank you for those servants last night. Minister Black, Minister Evangelist Ouellette, praise God that how you bless all both of them with such powerful words. Glory to God to bring forth in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep them stirred up and fired up to do what God's called them. And as well as we pray, glory to God for Mother Alexander Evangelist and our Mother McCormick as they prepare, glory to God, for the next session in the fourth Sunday. But God help us at all. Pray for the prophets. Pray, glory to God, for all our sisters and brothers and all of those that, glory to God, are going through at this time. I thank you for, glory to divine healing and mine in Jesus' name. So we continue to give you glory in Jesus' name. Satan, we take authority of you and bind you and take authority over all your foul spirits and every setup, trap, plot, plan you already have in motion and in place. Be eradicated and dismantled in Jesus' name. And we speak life, health, wholeness, peace, joy, healing and deliverance, awareness, discernment, all God, courage, or whatever is needed. Glory to God for us to come forth in you, bind up untimely death. We pray, glory to God, for God that you to bless and lead us and guide us by your spirit as we open our ears and eyes to hear you and see which direction you want us to go. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray now, glory to God, for a blessing. Mother Ouellette, praise God. Mother Ouellette, praise God. I'm a little incoherent, but I'm coming there. But anyway, Mother Ouellette, Mother McCormick, and then Mother Alexander. We're going to take it in that order for the what I see on the phone now. I may have to switch that again. Just off that's a bird, too, because you know, sometimes she may have to stop off a little early, so I had her come right after Mother McCormick. So I'll say Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, Pastor Bird, and then Pastor Mother Alexander, and then Brother Platt. We'll do it in that order. Praise the Lord. I'm going to open the lines now for my sister as she go ahead and take the reins for the prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious, holy, and righteous name of Jesus, thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, in that name that's above every name, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that you love us. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are for us. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for what you're doing in this season on behalf of your creation in the name of Jesus. I touch and agree with Minister BJ, Father God. I pray that you will release your healing virtue in her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. And we pray that that headache must uproot itself and be cast out in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing power through your word. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. 1 Peter 2, 24, praise God, hallelujah. Exodus 23, praise God, and verse 25. And Psalms 107, verse 20, in the name of Jesus. We speak deliverance even as we pray the prayer of faith. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the scripture reading, glory be to God, the love chapter, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us and you have demonstrated how much you care about us. I thank you so much. Your word, all throughout your word, it reveals and exposes how much you care about your creation, because we didn't just drop here out of the air. You made us. You created us. Hallelujah. You are our Father, God, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you had already made provisions on our behalf. I thank you for your word that teach that you've given us what pertains to life and godliness. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Lord God, I just think about the fact that you say, hallelujah, you would that none should perish, but that all would come to repentance, that all would taste and see, as the scripture teach, taste and see that you are good and you are marvelous, you are wonderful, hallelujah, you're El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. I thank you because you are, hallelujah, the great I am, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I would, Lord God, that you would manifest yourself to those who have not yet surrendered their lives to you, that people may know and experience, hallelujah, the depth, hallelujah, of your love for us in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you so much. I pray in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, for people all over the world in the name of Jesus. After the message, Lord God, on persecution, Lord God, you said, hallelujah, great blessings belong to those that are persecuted for righteousness. I pray for those, Lord God, that are around the world, Lord God, that are in situations where they represent you, and, Lord God, they're being mistreated, and, Lord God, they're being abused, and they're being persecuted because they stand for Christ. Lord, have mercy upon them, and I pray for their protection, and I pray that you deal with the adversary and those that are, Lord God, bringing torment to your people, Lord God. You're going to deal with them, and I pray that you will make it swift in Jesus' name. I ask you to have mercy upon our leaders, Lord God, not the leaders in our nation, but leaders in every nation. I ask, Lord God, that you would give them, Lord God, that they would be willing to listen to wise counsel. We need your divine guidance, Lord God, and we need people of God, hallelujah, that you have spoken to step up to the plate and to begin to advise those in positions of leadership to let them know what thus saith the Lord. And if we expect to see a change in America and other nations, we've got to get it right in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Father, forgive us as a nation. Forgive us as a people, Lord God, as a body of Christ. For our sins, help us, Lord God, to get in position to hear from you and be quick to be in obedience to your word. Lord God, we thank you that you gave us another day that you've created. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your compassion that moves you, hallelujah, to yet give people chance to get it right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you so much. We lift up, Lord God, hallelujah, our military. We pray for them in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, for our soldiers, Lord God, for their protection. We pray, oh, Lord God, against this insurrection. We pray against, Lord God, the terrorist organizations, Lord God. We pray against, Lord God, this unrest in Ukraine. We pray, oh, God, that these people that are trying to do stuff to cause chaos and trouble and take over what's not theirs, we pray, oh, God, against it in the name of Jesus. And pray your divine will. We pray, God, that those that belong to you, we pray that you encamp your mighty warring angels, hallelujah, around them to keep them safe. Protect people everywhere, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those that are lost, Lord God, and don't have their mind on you at all. Oh, glory be to God. How great is thy love towards your creation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, that you yet sit at the right hand of the Father to make intercession on our behalf. We love you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We pray special prayer for your anointing, the sword of the Spirit, to go forth even now with, Lord God, with your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. Bondages, Lord God, of sickness and disease, because it's already under the blood. Bondages of, Lord God, of addictions and strongholds. People strung out on alcohol and drugs. And, Lord God, there are so many immoral behaviors, Lord God, because they're twisted up in their minds because so much stuff has been, Lord God, going on in the world, and people just want to do whatever they want to do. We ask, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, bring them to the knowledge of the truth. We pray, oh, God, that the people of God will cry loud and spare not. Lord God, because I'm reminded that in your teaching, Lord God, those, Lord God, hallelujah, that you've given in certain positions to cry out and preach, to teach your word, so that others, those that are unruly, we're supposed to warn them. Those that are feeble-minded, we're supposed to support those. You tell us to be patient with all men. God, have mercy this evening in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord God, Holy Spirit of the living God. Speak and hallelujah. Give us good wisdom on what we must need to do as individuals. A lot of times we need to stop sitting back and not doing anything, but begin, and maybe I'm just talking to myself, Lord, it's time to cry to our representatives and say, look, we need a better actions. We need better laws in place, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we need, if something needs to take place because people have got to start treating one. If you're going to expect to see some changes in this earth, people are going to have to start treating one another better. It's time out for all this. We're going to take matters in our own hand. And you still are taking matters and shooting people down because you feel like you have that privilege. God, in the name of Jesus, you deal with this, Lord God, all this ungodly behavior in the name of Jesus. We do pray according to your word, Lord God. Let, Lord God, the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. And, Lord God, we pray that the ungodly, Lord God, all those, the counsel of the ungodly come to absolutely nothing. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for your grace and your mercy on today. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up those, Lord God, hallelujah, in our health care and medical fields. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've put people in a position, Lord God, to be able to help because so many people are in so much need on today. We pray for those, Lord God, that are in governmental authority positions in the name of Jesus, those in, Lord God, and the teachers, the schools, Lord God, our children, grandchildren, Lord God, grandparents, Lord God, the parents, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, help us to realize that it's our responsibility. You've given us, Lord God, certain responsibilities to train up the young, Lord God, while they're young, in the name of Jesus, and train them up to develop relationship with you, to know that you are the true and living God. Hallelujah. You're going to do what you say. Father, we ask you, Lord God, for mercy on today. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for the body of Christ, the apostles, the prophets, Lord God, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, Lord God, every member, Lord God, they could be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, and we pray that you use them for your glory. Let them preach, hallelujah, what the Spirit of the living God has given them. Some people just stick to the curriculum, and they're not listening to what the Spirit of God is saying. Help us, Lord God, to hear what you have to say, to open up the Word of God, to see what you're saying to us individually in the name of Jesus and then corporately. And I pray when people come, Lord God, they come believing, Lord God, yes, a change can be made. Hallelujah. Have mercy, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, all to be ready when Jesus comes. Remind us, Lord God, of the five wise and the five foolish. They were all virgins. But five of them, Lord God, was ready when a cry went out, the bridegroom cometh, and five of them were not. God, help us as a people, Lord God, to get ready, Lord God, to get ourselves together and be the people, be the salt, and be the light of this earth, Lord God, so that we can draw others to you in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that now you would give us liberty and freedom, Lord God, from sickness, disease, Lord God, whatever it is that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. Give us that freedom, Lord God. The blood of Jesus has already done it. Help us to, Lord God, as you told the Israelite, go and possess what I've given you. If you've given us healing, Lord God, teach us to possess what belongs. God, I agree with your word. I agree that with Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I walk in divine health. You are my good shepherd. I shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, that you've taught me. Hallelujah. And Mark 11, praise God, 22 through 24. If I see a situation and I don't like it, I can bring about change by opening my mouth and saying something about it. In faith, not wavering. There's no time to waver. There's no time to doubt. In the name of Jesus. God, I just bless your people today. I pray, Father God, that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness. So much darkness. So much immorality. Have mercy, God. I pray that people get back on track. In the name, I pray for our families, Lord God. We command the devil to loose every stronghold, every addiction that he's trying to trap our people with. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, the sword of the Spirit, that double-edged sword. Hallelujah, Lord God. Sever the ties of the influence of the enemy in their lives in Jesus' name. We pray for these unhealthy soul ties to be released in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that you give us a better appetite, an appetite for that which is good, that which is right, that which is lovely, Lord God. That's of a good report. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father. Have mercy upon our souls. Guide us, oh, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I bless your people on this evening. I thank you, Lord God, for each person that's represented on this line. Continue to lift up Minister BJ and her entire family. All of her needs be met, nothing missing, nothing broken. Thank you for strengthening her life, God, and her family's life. Hallelujah. You know what they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for my brother, Brother Black, and Sister Alexander, praise God. Sister McCormick, I pray for your ministers, Lord God. Pastor Bird and Pastor Burton, Lord God. Pastor Sims, praise God. Hallelujah. I may not name all of them, Lord God, but you know them one by one. Pastor Noel, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your people on tonight. Lord God, Sister Brenda, Minister Brenda, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all of your people and those that are visiting on the prayer line. We pray as they hear the word of prayer, and if the word is going forth, let them get in agreement with your word and say, Lord God, I receive that, I agree with it, and I thank you for letting it be. Let it be so in Jesus' name. God, we lift up people everywhere. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season. We love you, Lord God. We bless you, and we give your name to praise. Thank you so much, and help us to continue to hear from you. And, Lord, let me just close by just reading this one, this scripture from Isaiah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, 43, because a lot of people, they are going through. Have mercy, Jesus, have mercy. Let me pull that back up. I had it pulled up, and then it just went away from me, and then I'll close. In the name of Jesus, Isaiah 43, praise God, and verses 1 through 4, praise God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. There we go. It says, but now, hallelujah, this is what the Lord, your creator, says, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt to the Babylonians as your ransom. Cush, ancient Ethiopia, and Seba, its province, in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight, you are honored, and I love you. God, you just let us know how much you love us. I will give other men in return for you and other people in exchange for your life. And verse 5, do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east where they are scattered and gather you from the west. Father, I thank you so much. Thank you that you care so much about us, that you love us so much, and you are for us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us to grow day by day and be guided by your word, your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We love you. And thank you, Lord God. Don't let me forsake to say I thank you for every miracle, every healing, every deliverance, everything that you're doing in this season. I know the enemy is trying to keep people distracted to make them think that you're not working on our behalf, but you are. And I thank you so much. Jesus, I love you, Father God. I love you so much. I can't love you as much, Lord God, as you love us. Lord God, the only way I can is if you put that love on the inside of me. But I love you, and I appreciate all that you're doing to save lives. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. And I love you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Mother McCormick, you're not there?
Yes, I thought you weren't possible. The bird to go next.
No, you were going next, and she was going after you.
Okay, all right. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Hubble on tonight, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, for her right now, Lord God. And before we go any further, Lord God, we just ask you to touch her body right now, God, the things that she might be going through right now, God. We just ask you to send for a complete healing in her body, Lord God, from her head to the sole of her feet, Father. God, we just pray that you will touch her whole entire family, Lord God, like Sister Wither have already prayed about it. God, we just ask you to touch each and every one of them in the name of Jesus, because we know that you're able, and we know you're able to do all things. Now, Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for just giving us another chance to say thank you. We thank you for being able to open up our eyes this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the chance to say, Lord, forgive us for our sins and wrong, for our transgressions, for things that we might have said or done. We thank you, Lord God, for knowing that you is the author and the finisher of our faith, that we can call on your name on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day that's set aside for a love day, which is every day is a love day for God. So, because the word of God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So, God, we thank you for your son, the loved one. He is the loved one. We thank God for Jesus Christ on today. We thank you, Lord God, for just making a way when we could even see our way, when we didn't even know how the way was going to be made. God, you stepped in and made a way for us, and we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for that shedding of the blood that he shed back on Calvary Cross. We thank you for that, Lord God.
We thank you, Lord God, for the moon, for the sun, for the water that we drink, Lord God. We just thank you for the clean water that you give us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. How I was thinking on the other day, how back in the days, how you used to get water, and you didn't have the water like you got now. You had a pump, and you just had to just pump that water. You had to just put more water into the pump to get more water to come out. And I thought about that on the other day, Lord God. And I said, sometime when the Holy Spirit with us, we get dried, and we need another taste. We need God to touch us again, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to give us that strength to go forward in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able, Lord God. We know there ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. We know you're able to work all situations out. And we pray, Lord God, for those that we know, those that we don't know, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors that Sister already prayed about. We pray for each and every one by one and name by name. We pray, Lord God, for those that's going through situation in their life, those that's going through a job problem, those that might be going through a broken hearted on tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you will look down on the the government on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will just work out all these things that's going on. We pray for the president of the United States, Lord God, for the vice president, Harris, Lord God. We ask you to touch each and every one of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray, Lord God, for the situation of things that's going on in the world, God, how we sometimes on the highway, and it's so congested now on the road with so many people on the road from one place to the other, God. And God, help us to have the right attitude when we on the highway, God, that we don't get so upset on the highway that and try to take somebody out on the road, Lord God. Pray for those situations of those people that do things like that in time, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that don't have a home to stay in tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for the youth tonight, Lord, those that's going through a different situation. We pray, Lord God, for the young people that have already graduated, God, just like Sister Hubbard, a granddaughter. We pray for her, God, that you'll continue to bless her, Lord God, and other ones that have graduated on this week, Lord God, or on last week. God, we pray that you'll touch them and help them to make the right decision, Lord God, of what way to go and which way to go and what to do, Lord God. Oh, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I just praise you tonight, Lord. I give glory and honor to you because you are a good God, and your word tells us to look to you, look to the hills from which coming our help, and know that all our help comes from you on tonight. And we pray, Lord God, for people that's sick in their body because your word tells us in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word because your word is right by itself. It needs no adding, no takeaway. And so we thank you for the word because the Bible said in the beginning was the word. And we know in the beginning was that word, and the word was God. So God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you because we can digest that word, and that word can cleanse us, and that word can help us, and that word can change us. So God, we thank you for how we can get into that word and how we can just meditate on the word and let that word get in us like the word of God said in St. John 15:7-8. It said if you abide in me, he said if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. He said, this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So I just thank God for that word on tonight. Let me know if I continue to be in him and abide in his word, that I can ask for what I desire, and it shall be given to me. And I praise God for what I know on tonight. I thank God for what he's doing in my life right now. And I pray for other ones that they would realize that The answer is in Jesus. He didn't end the materialistic thing. He didn't end all these other things that we desire. We know that we want some other things, but the answer is in Jesus Christ. The Word of God is where the answer at, that we can be changed. We can be different. We don't have to walk that old same old way that we used to walk. We don't have to do that old same old thing we used to do. Because the Bible also said many are the affliction of the righteousness, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. So I just thank God for how, like even Sister Willie always said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. And that's what God wants us to do, trust in him. And lean not to our own understanding, all our ways, but acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So, Father, we thank you on tonight, God. We pray for the world as a whole, those we know and those that we don't know. And we just ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord, to help us to keep our focus. Help us to keep our mind on you, Lord God. Help us to learn to know that you is the answer. You is the one that we look to. You is the one that we focus on and keep our mind on in a day and time like this. The Bible said heaven and earth may pass away, but the word will stand. And that's what we need is the word of God. So, God, we thank you on tonight. We appreciate you. We glorify your name on tonight because we know, Lord, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for the name on tonight. We pray that you'll continue, Lord, to take us all through as we travel, as we go through our journey, as we go through situations in our life, that you, Lord, will help us to realize, God, it ain't all about ourselves, but it's all about Jesus. God, you the one that's able to help us to go through. You the one that's able to help us to walk this journey. So, God, we thank you on tonight, God. We praise you, Lord God, because the word of God also tells us, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who could be against us? So, God, I thank you, Lord God, and I pray that you'll continue to look down on those that's going through problems and look on the sick and afflicted, go into the hospital and go into the prison camp, Lord. Look down on the nurses and look on the doctors, Lord God, and look down yet still on this COVID, Lord God, that you will work this stuff out and wipe it clean in the name of Jesus. Look down on the teachers and look down on the school kids and the principals and those that's in the whole entire school system, Lord God, those that's working, the janitor. God, we pray for them all. There's so many things that we can just call out on tonight that we ask you to do for us in the name of Jesus. Do for other ones that's out there, those that's standing upside the road that holding signs that needing help on tonight. We pray for those people, God. We don't know what they're going through, but you know, God, and you know how to work those situations out for them in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray that you would just touch them all in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that's in stress on tonight. Pray for that, those that's suicide, those that or wants to take their life and let them not do that, Lord. Touch their hearts right now, Lord. Let them know there's a better way, Lord God. Let them know, God, that you are able, Lord God, to turn things around, Lord God. You are able to help them, Lord God, to be what they need to be, that they don't have to be worrying. They don't have to be wondering. Excuse me. They don't have to be wondering about different situations in the name of Jesus because you are able, Lord God. You are able to open up doors. You are able to make ways for them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord. We appreciate you, and we glorify you for all that you are and all that you're doing. We ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to look down on the drug addicts, Lord God. There's people that doing things, people that snatching kids. Oh, God, they snatching kids like I don't know what. That's why we have to always be particular when you go into stores and go in grocery stores or wherever you may be when you got a child or even grown people. They snatching the adults. And so, God, we pray for these things that's going on in the land of the living. We bind up that spirit whatever it is, that killing demon. We bind up them demons right now, and even people get people to try to sell them and do different harm to them and different things out here in the world. There are so many evil things of the enemy. We bind them spirits up in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on them. So, God, we ask you to help us to keep our focus, keep our mind on you, that we'll be able to know that you is our friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that you are the one that we call on in these days and time. You are the one that we can look to because we know you're able to help us. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you for how you have been there for us, Lord God. You have kept us and you have made ways, Lord God. So, God, we realize that the word of God say that we continue to come together on the prayer line and continue to pray for one another. And we see things are already changing. We see things is already happening. As the word of God said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of thee. So, God, we pray, Lord, as we all come together on this prayer line, even all over the world where prayer warriors are praying and bailing out and praying for other people, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to intervene and open that door and make that way for them, whoever it might be that we are crying out and that we are praying for them tonight. We ask you to touch them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for all the sick and afflicted everywhere. There are so many that I could call names out tonight, but you know all about them, God. You know who it is, and you know where they are. And so, God, I pray that you touch them all right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way in their life, God. Send forth total, complete healing in their life. Go through the hospital. Go through the nursing home. Go through the baby home and the other places where kids is in home where they have different sickness, Lord God. God, send your anointed power through there right now in the name of Jesus. Breathe on them, God. God, raise them up, Lord God. Take the tools out of their mouth, Lord God, that they'll be able to come out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, Lord. We love you, we appreciate you, and we glorify you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we come boldly now to your throne of grace. We come in the name of Jesus because you are present help, God, right now. As we approach your throne of grace, God, first of all, we want to thank you for our lives. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, sound mind, body, and soul. We thank you for our strength, God, and we thank you for our help. We thank you, Father, for never leaving nor forsaking us. And we just bless your holy and righteous name. I thank you, Father God, as we come and gather in your name, Father God, that whatever we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus, it shall be done. Because, God, you said in your word where two or three are gathered in your name, that you would be in our midst. God, you said that one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 2,000, I mean, could put 10,000 to flight. So, God, we come boldly tonight to put the enemy to flight in the name of Jesus. God, we know without a doubt that Satan is going to and fro just seeing who he can destroy. And, God, he's destroying people over the airways. Because, God, whatever go in our ears, Father God, and when we hear that stuff, it brings a change within us. That's why, God, we got to keep your word coming in our ears in the name of Jesus. Because, God, this Osexia demon that the devil has released in this time, Father God, comes to steal our children, come to steal and plant all kinds of stuff in our hearts, dear God, in Jesus' name. You can't turn on the TV and look at nothing, God, because it's all about sex. Your body got to look a certain way. Different people kissing all over each other. God, it's a trick of the enemy. And he comes to steal our lives, to steal our joy, Father God, and help them to know that there's nothing new under the sun, nothing new. Because sex has been here since we've been here. If not, we would not have been here. But the devil have dressed it up so much that the children are so curious about this and that, Father God, that they let all of this stuff in their eye gate and in their ear gate. And God, it is pulling our children everywhere. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, as we come against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world, in the name of Jesus, we pull down the strongholds. We pull down the spirits of sexual impurity, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Father, that it would be replaced with that mind of Jesus. Because, God, if we let that word get into our mind and into our hearts, it will sell a lot of stuff. Because, God, we know without a doubt that that is a powerful spirit. There's nothing new. The devil don't have any new tricks. He just dressed it up. So, Father, we are praying for this younger generation now, God, that thank everything go. God, bring them back to the word in the name of Jesus. Help us to know, God, that we can tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. As we take our shield of faith and quenches every fiery dart, God, for greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we just thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Help us, Father God, to know that you are for us and that you are with us. Help the body of Christ, God, your people, to know the power that we have, dear God, when we go against all these powerful and filthy spirits now, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you now for the body of Christ, that there are people to be reckoned with. I pray for their strength. I pray, Father God, that we not get caught up in all of the hype around us, but we stand on your word, dear God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we put that arm of God on every day, that we may be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rule of the darkness, this world, and spirits in high places. Help us to know who we're dealing with. Satan ain't no little imp out there. Hallelujah. We can just be passive with him. Satan is not that little imp out there that we can play with. He has some powers, and therefore we have to have power. We take upon ourselves the whole arm of God, that we may be able to withstand in these evil days, and having done all to stand, having all the loins girt around about with the truth. Your word is truth, God. It contains all the weapon of our warfare, which are not carnal but mighty, through God for the pulling down of strongholds. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. Our feet are shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus, we have peace and pursue peace with all men. We are ministers of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. God, we take a chill of faith, wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in face of all trials and tests and temptations and tribulations, we cut to pieces all the snares of the enemy by speaking the word of God. Help us to know, Father God, that we're not powerless to do anything, and we're not just to stand back and watch the devil have his way. Because, God, you said that this day would come where men would be lovers of self. You said the day was going to come when man was going to make the truth look like a lie and the lie look like the truth. And the devil dresses everything up to make you think it's all right. But I thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you for giving us wisdom, Father God. I thank you for showing us how to go in and how to go out. I thank you, Father God, for helping us not to fall. Hallelujah, for the tricks of the enemy. Because he got traps all around us, Father God. And he'll use whatever he can to snare us and to keep us from coming together and to keep us from praying, Father God. He'll use racism. He'll use economic status. He'll use who is who, God. He will bring jealousy and strife and envy in to divide his body, because God, a body divided against itself, can't stand. And we need the body of Christ, God, coming together to go against all this demonic stuff, God, that has been released in the atmosphere. God, but the world is yours, and the fullness thereof. And everything got to bow to the name of Jesus. Everything is subject to you. You are the creator. Everything was made by you, created by you, dear God. Nothing here, hallelujah, was made out of nothing that you didn't make. So, Father, help us to stand strong. Help us to stand as one, dear God. Because this earth is going, everything on it's going to pass away. And help us, God, to get ready, hallelujah, to finish this race, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because all of this stuff that we're grabbing for, all of this stuff that we just got to have, all of this stuff, Father God, is entrapping us in so many ways, Father. We're getting entrapped by debt. Oh, shakarabasiki imoto. For fame, hallelujah, to be noticed. God, we're getting entrapped. And that's Satan, because Satan is just making that fool gold look like it's real. And man is just going after it, God. After it, God. But help us to know that here is just temporary, hallelujah, that we need to be building up on that will last forever. So, God, I am praying your strength in the body of Christ as I come against sickness and diseases, God, that cause our bodies to hurt, cause us to pull back. Oh, God, you know, I've been laying down all day myself, just wasn't feeling good. And I know it's a trick of the enemy. So I am praying for all strength. I am praying, Father God, for you to touch and heal our bodies. I am praying, Father God, for us to do the right thing. I know I don't eat right. I know I don't eat right. I know I don't drink the water that I ought to. I know that I don't do the things that I need to do. And therefore, I'm helping Satan, God, take me out of here early. Make us be aware, God, that there's some things we got to do. We got to get in the fight. And not just with words, God, but with action. We got to do our part, because you said you would do yours. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You can do all things but fail, dear God. Hallelujah. You said you'd never leave nor forsake us. And we are praying, but we won't change our habits. We are praying, Father God. But we are just hearers of the word and not doers. I'm including me. Have mercy on us and help us to come up. We can pray all we want to, but if we're not doing anything, God, we're going to be just like the world. Enemy come in and steal our lives before it's time for us to go. So help us, Father God, to be aware of the enemy. The enemy will come in and take your appetite. And he'll have you eating all that stuff that you don't need. So, God, I'm praying, and this is a personal prayer for me, dear God. for me. Help me to get some of this junk out of my house. Blood sugar up and down, up and down. Hallelujah. And I know you're doing your part. Help me, Father God. Strengthen me where I'm weak. Help me, God. Build me up where I'm torn down. Help me, Father God, to do the right thing so that I can be in this race until you take me out in the name of Jesus. So help us, God. Give us strength. Help us to know who we are in you, dear God, in Jesus' name. Help us not to be weak and sickly, God, in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good. You are outstanding. You are awesome. And God, you give us everything we need, but we got to do something about our own willpower in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask now, Father God, that you bless every household that's represented on this phone tonight. God, I come in agreement with every prayer that have been set up. I come in agreement with every word that proceeded out of their mouth. I pray, God, that it comes up to you just like a sweet incense, God, now in the name of Jesus. Because you said we could ask whatever we will in the name of Jesus, and it shall come to pass. If we just have come in agreement with one another, dear God, in Jesus' name. So I'm thanking you, Father God, for the words that have come. And I do lift up this nation to you. God, we're in trouble. We're in trouble because we don't want to listen to one another. God, when we put people in office, it's so that no one man has the power to make every decision for the country, that they would all come in with oneness and unity. God, but that's hard when everybody got their own agenda. It won't work. So, Father, we are praying for wisdom for the president and the vice president and his cabinet now, God, because you said there was going to be wars and rumors of wars. And, God, if we're not careful, we're going to find ourselves in an all-out war. God, we know it's going to come, but help us as the United States of America to be ready, dear God. Help us not to be fooled and caught off guard by the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name. Some things they already know. Give them wisdom now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Protect this country. Because, God, there are a lot of people that run here. I know without a doubt the word of God go forth every day from different parts of this nation. And I'm praying that it will reach every man and every woman, Father God. I'm praying for a change. I'm praying for a change that's going to take place in the heart of man. Not that they just hear it, God, and they go to church and pay their tithes. But there's really no real change. So, God, we're asking for change as we come before you tonight in the name of Jesus. Bring us together in oneness and unity, but help us to go against the enemy together, who is Satan, dear God, who has blinded us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, have your way. Have your way in us. God, we want that yoke totally destroyed. Hallelujah, that yoke. Because, God, it ain't up to the world. It's up to you. We are your church. We are your body. And, God, you said we are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And we just let the enemy have his field day with us. So, Father, we petition now your throne of grace. And we ask you for mercy in these times. In times like this, we need a Savior. In times like this, we need a solid rock. In times like this, God, we need to hear from you. God, I want to hear from those prophets, God, just like Jeremiah and Elijah, God, where they'll get up and proclare some things, and we see those things come to pass. We need instructions now, God. You're the only one that's going to show us how to navigate navigate through these last days, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father, as we walk through. Prepare us, Father God, for this next leg of this race. God, we know we win. We thank you, Father God, and we praise you. God, we enter your gates now with thanksgiving. And we enter your courts with praise, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And we thank you for everything that's already taken root, God. But we are thanking you for the things that's about to come to pass. We are praying for that power to come into the church like never before. We're praying for revival, God, to break out, and that people are going to be revived. We're going to be turned and renewed, dear God, like never before. God, I'm ready for a real move of God. For people everywhere, I'm not just talking about over here and a little bit going over there, but I'm praying for the body of Christ. That we're going to all break out in praise at one time. That people are going to be healed, delivered, and set free. Oh, God, we come against Satan and all of the things that he's building up. We come against witchcraft and devil worshiping and astrology and witches and warlocks, God. These people, God, are coming out and they're not keeping it a secret that they're with Wicca and they're being glorified. Hallelujah. It shall not be. It will not be. It cannot be as we come against them in the name of Jesus, because they're organized, God. They're organized. They come together as one. Hallelujah. They're organized. Help us to learn from that so that we can get organized and have some real power. Hallelujah. God, we pray against all of the diseases and sickness in the name of Jesus, because we already know that you're a healer. We already know that you've already healed us. Hallelujah. So why are we dying? Hallelujah. Early, just like the world. We need you, Father. We need you like never before. We need you in our midst. We need you in our thinking. We need you in our everyday life. We can do all things through you. And now, God, in the name of Jesus, because you said, whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose is loose, God. Hallelujah. And there's so many people preaching and teaching, and the same thing is going on, and they're getting stronger and stronger. Wake us up. Wake us up in this season, God. Hallelujah, so that we can band together and really see some things happening and see some things come to pass. Revelation 22:7 says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecies. Hallelujah. Some things are going to happen. Help us to read and know what's going to take place and what's going to happen so that we can continue to pray. But I'm praying your strength. Because if we read Revelation, God, we see where all of the churches are. And you got something against them all. It's the same way here, God. Hallelujah. We're doing one thing, but we're not doing the other. We're doing this, but we're not doing that. And that way your body is divided, and we can't do what you call your church to do. We are the light, and we are the salt. Help us to take our position, and help us to pray without ceasing. Help us to know who we are, and most of all, God, start at home with our bodies. I'm talking to me, so I want nobody to think I'm talking to them. Because, God, you've been dealing with me all day about that laying around and feeling bad and, woe is me. So, God, help me to take care of this body and get this sugar regulated. I can do it. But because I refuse to eat what is right and do the right thing, I find myself in that position. I can't blame Satan and nobody else. I got to take charge. So, God, you just brought that to me. I'm examining self today. And I pray that each of us will examine ourselves so that we can live long lives, so that we can be strong, so that we can be that example in the body, so we can be have a testimony to tell people, you know what? God healed me from diabetes. God did this for me and God did that for me. And that's one of the things God is going to set people free. Because they're going to know if he can do it for you, he can do it for me. Help us not just give mouth service, but help people to see what you've done so that their lives can be changed. God, I thank you. I love you and I bless you tonight, God. I love you because you first loved me. I love you because you created me in your image and in your likeness, dear God. I thank you that that mind of Christ resides in each of us, Father God. So we hold your feelings and purposes, God, in our own heart. You're that image that we need to be looking at that will shape us, God, to be who you want us to be. And help us to stop looking in, at the world system and trying to do everything they do, dear God. In Jesus' name, getting into things that's stressing us out. Fill us up. We are your house, God. So, God, I thank you tonight. I thank you for the prayer line. I do thank you for every prayer that's going up. I'm not going to try to go through everything that was said, God, because when we come together as one, we just come in agreement. So, Father, I bless your name. I thank you for hearing me, because I know if you hear me, Father God, that you're going to move on what I said. So we bless you. We love you. Praying strength to all of these prayer wars and long lives, dear God, that we may proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody there?
I'm waiting on Brother Black. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
no, Mother McCormick. I mean, Mother Alexander. I'm sorry. It's not him yet. It's Mother Alexander. Yes,
hallelujah.
I got to open the right mind. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Glory to God.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God, for you are the only living God, and we give you glory, we give you praise this day, Lord. Thank you for waking us up in a sound mind and a healthy body in the morning, Lord, because only you wake us up, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord, you said in your word, cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. So we come tonight, Lord God, casting all cares on you, because we know your word is done, Lord God. According to the promises of God, we stand on his promises. You said in the word in Isaiah 40, tell us, Lord, 8, that your word, Lord God, the word of God shall stand. It's not going void. If he said it, hold on to it. Doesn't matter what's going on around you. It's what God said. You claim it, and you stand faithful. Father, we thank you today, Lord God, because we know that you're the only healer, Lord. So we bind up any sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over that foul spirit. And we command it to loose the sister right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, we claim healing, Lord God. Because we know that by your stripes we were healed, Lord God. Because you tell us in your word, God, according to Exodus 23:25, your promises, your word said, you take away sickness. You take away diseases from the midst of us. And Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father. So we binding up this foul spirit that brings sickness and disease to the body. We binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, you say if we pray, Lord, prayer is the key to all things, no matter what it looks like. Take your authority over it in the name of Jesus. Because the devil cannot have authority over you if you don't let it go. Bind up that foul spirit of disease that keep coming. The Lord tell us in his word, he took our sickness. He bared, he took all disease from us. So we got to stand on his promises, and we got to claim the victory is ours in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for being a healer, because you're the only healer, Lord. There is no healer like you, Heavenly Father. You are the healer that heals all things. Help us to stand faithful and know that you are the healer. And Lord, you tell us in your word, Lord God, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We know that you're a God that heals. And we know that no matter what come against us, hold on to your promises, because, Lord, you is not a man that you should lie, and you is no respecter of person. If you heal one, you will heal the other. We are your children, Lord God. We are daughters of the living God. We are not daughters of the world, but we are daughters of the living God. Because according to the promises, God, we're standing on the promises in the mighty name of Jesus. That no weapon, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We will not allow the enemy to take victory that is already belongs to us, because Christ paid a price for us to have victory. So, Lord, we bind up these diseases that try to come against our body right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We plead the blood of Jesus over the sister body right now in the name of Jesus. That aches and pain got to loose right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you gave us authority. And Lord, we're standing and reclaiming the victory, Lord God. I pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, those that know and don't know. We stand praying in the gap for one another. Because, Lord, your word said, pray for one another. Your love is shed abroad in our heart that we must know that we can love. It's not that we don't have the love of God. God already gave the love of God in our heart. He said the love of God is shed in our heart. So what we got to do is stand faithful in that love, because love is power. The enemy come to destroy us, but we know better than that, because he don't have authority over child of God. He don't have authority over us. Help us, Father God. Help us to stand regardless what we see. Stand on what we ask for, because that's what your word tell us, Lord God. Ask, and when you ask, believe you receive it. And God, you never let us down, because your word tell us again, he's no respecter of person. If you do it for one daughter, you'll do it for the other daughter. Help us to know, Lord God, that you are the only way, Lord God, for a child of God, and you gave us the power to stand here on earth. I bind the works of the enemy, as I always believe. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I will not allow the enemy to come against nothing that God gave me and take it away. No. We got to hold on to what we know belongs to us in the name of Jesus. According to the prophet, he said in our word, you got to stand. We got to know who you are, baby. You got to know who you are. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Thank you for watching over with sons and daughters, Lord. Thank you for giving them favor, Lord God. Thank you for blessing them going out and coming in, Lord God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, that I cover them all over the blood of Jesus. Because, Lord, we know that the blood of Jesus has authority. Help us to know, Lord God, that if we stand in your word, Lord, stand in your word, stand in your word. Because if you said it, no man can take it back. Regardless what's going on, we hold on to the word of God. Because the word of God is what's going to keep us. Nothing else in this world can keep us but the word of God. And Lord God, we thank you for who we are in Christ Jesus, because he paid an awful price for us. And according to the promises, Lord, you said in your word, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. Your promises is stand faithful, Lord God, because we know that you are a God that hear our cry. We know that nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, just like your word said in Isaiah 40, Lord God, you don't faint and you're never weary. So we don't have no excuse to say, well, you know, we keep God, but God is faint, he's weary, he's tired of it. No, all this foolishness is an enemy come and give you all this crazy stuff. God never weary for hearing us. And I believe if we stand faithful no matter what we see, that's not what we're asking for. We're asking for healthy bodies. Prophet, the prophet of God, she just says, watch what you eat. And then demand on what you want to get done. If I don't like this, I'm not going to fool with it. I don't care what temptation comes. You will not get this off of me. Glory be to God. I mean, look at testimony here. The enemy was trying to destroy me when my stomach, my clothes couldn't fit. I bind that false spirit up. I say, you got to loose my body. And God is no respecter of person, but it's what we say and what we demand, that that enemy do not come against us to take what belongs to us. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, I thank you for giving us authority and dominion here on earth, Father God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can speak things and it come into obedience, man. Because you gave us that authority, Lord God. Because your word tells us what we bind. We're waiting for you to bind the things. You not bind it. You already give us the power to bind it. Help us to stand faithful, Lord, and let the enemy know who we are. What we bind on earth, I bind this false spirit by coming against my child. I bind this up. We believe because the thing is true. If it happened to one of us, then God is not going to keep it from the others because we are his children. We are his daughter. You serve the Lord, then you stand on what you're asking for because God is no respecter of person. Don't give the enemy no ways. Let him know that he belongs under your feet, and then you let him stay under your feet. He won't keep popping up his head and coming, but you know who you are in Christ Jesus. Don't give him no place. However, the Father said, give him no place. The more he come back, the more you stamp. In the name of Jesus, he should not have authority over a woman, child or a woman, a man of God or a woman of God, especially the pastors. We pray hard for the pastors of God today. And I'm talking about the pastors of the world. I'm talking about the pastors, God pastors, that no matter what happened, they will shake, but they won't crumble. You stand in the name of Jesus because Christ paid such a high price for us. But thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for my sons and their children in the name of Jesus. I pray for sisters and brothers, sons and children in the name of Jesus, who are all our grandchildren or great-grands. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the power that we can speak over them. That this enemy have no authority in their life to keep them throwing one way and throwing the other way. Bind up the works of the enemy that come against them. Thank you, Father God, for giving us the authority and the dominion that we can speak these things. And it got to size up because your word said it, Lord. And I go back again that God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, believe it. I believe it, no matter what it look like. So we believe when we stand on this prayer line and we pray, we believe what we said and we stand faithful on it. Because the power of God is for real. But we got to make up our mind to stand faithful when you hear a prayer warrior speak or you hear a prophet of God speak. Hold on to what's coming out that mouth. We got to learn it's not looking on the person. It's what the spirit that is speaking in the person. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the prayer line. We thank you for keeping the head of the prayer line, God. Because we know, Heavenly Father, that you already heal our Lord God. Glory to your name, Father God. Because you're the only deliverer, Lord God. You're the only healer. There is no other. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over our children and our great-grands, our sons and daughters. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for putting food on our tables, Lord. Shelter over our heads, Lord. Clothes on our back, Lord God. You is the only one we can thank for these things because you are the provider. There ain't no other provider but you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for finance blessing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, because only you can multiply our finance, Father God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father. And we ask you, Lord God, that each and every one of us stand boldly, because we know who we serve, and we know you is a God that answers prayers. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all things. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. When Jesus said, smite the shepherd, the flock will scatter. And God, Father God, right now, I thank you for who you are, what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in our lives. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who paid the ransom that we couldn't have paid, a debt we couldn't pay. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who lives on the inside of us. Thank you for the leader of this prayer line, God. I just pray, Lord, that you continue to keep her, that she continue to be led by your wisdom, God. God, bless in all her household. Anybody come against her, come against them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind the hands of every enemy, every entity, every transferring spirit, every lingering spirit, every form of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Every plot, plan, every scheme, every trick, pestilence, noisome pestilence, we draw a bloodline around the perimeter of her household. Everyone's household, as a matter of fact. Everybody in the prayer line, God. Oh, Shanameke, God, send your fire. Burn up every iniquity, God, that's around the house, that's in our lives, God. Wherever we go, let them see the fire of the Holy Ghost, God. And we just thank you, God. Let your Holy Spirit draw the unsaved, the ones who want to be saved. Let your Holy Spirit draw, fill us up with your word to overflowing, that when we speak, Lord, your Holy Spirit would draw. They'll feel that fire, oh my God, that comes forth out of our lips of clay, God. I just thank you, God. Thank you for the military and the armed forces, God. Lord, allow them to do what they do to keep U.S. safe, to keep Israel safe, to keep your remnant safe, God, even in the natural, God. We thank you. 1,000 shall fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near our dwelling place, God. Only we shall see with our own eyes and behold the reward of the wicked. Your word said that. You said in John chapter 14, around 21, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me, my Father will love him. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. And we thank you for your manifestation on a daily basis. We shall be beloved of the Father. It's happening even right now as we speak, because you in praises of your people, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have a right to speak your word because of the blood. We accepted the blood a long time ago. Until you come back for us, until you welcome us home, Lord, we're absolutely submerged under your blood. And we thank you in all of our households. We thank you, Lord. We call those things which be not as though they were. And we thank you, Lord, we have an honor, a right, and a privilege to speak your word over every situation, every circumstance, everything that's happening even at this present time. We could speak a word the atmosphere change. Your angels come on the scene. Things happen. Faith. And we don't move. We don't move from what we say. We speak your word and that settles it. And you back us up. We thank you, Lord. Everything is all right. It just looks like it's not right. Fear is false evidence appearing real. That's just a cloud of smoke. Oh, my God. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the essential workers who are still out there. Even from the scientists down to the volunteers. Thank you for people, Lord, who's given away food to the people who don't have food. Thank you for the homeless shelters because people need places to stay. Lord, I lift up even Afghanistan and all over the world, those places where there's earthquakes and so many killings and untimely deaths and mishaps and freak accidents, God. I just lift them up to you, God, those neighborhoods, God. People need you, Lord. I pray that they turn from their God and accept you as Lord and Savior, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for that, that you can send you, keep raising up and sending out ministers, Lord, to spread your good news. Hallelujah. There is light right here and right now. Not at the end of the tunnel, right now. And you will be with us to the end of the age. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. We bless your name. We lift up our president and vice president, God. Lord, that Holy Spirit will touch their hearts and draw them in. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And their mindsets, God. They won't be evil, God, but they'll surrender unto you. They'll humble themselves and pray. Seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Just like us. The whole world. But we lift up our leaders, God, in spite of this is what you told us to do. Obey those who are in authority over us. And God, we lift them up. We give them to you. We place them at your altar, not to speak bad. But God, lift them up, God. We lift them up, God. And Lord, ask you to work a work that no man has, can, or will ever work. But let your glory surround them, God. Even in our judicial system, in prisons, God. Hallelujah. On the streets, God, let your glory just sweep through, God. Let your love just sweep through, God. Even with our babies, our children, God, our grandbabies, God, let your love just come sweeping through, God. Touching all hearts, God, touching their minds, God. We just bless your name, Lord, for the great things you're about to do. It's coming to pass, God. We thank you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the ones that are on the prayer line who don't speak. Bless them. Bless their families, God. Bless their homes, God. When they're going to homes, they could be comfortable. Let your peace just settle in there, God. But your peace that you gave us, let it first be in our hearts. Then we can bring something to the table, to our homes. Ah, we bring you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you, God, how you're just building our lives up all the more, how we're being edified in your word, how we're getting the kinks out of our lives, how we're being raised up to another level, God. But all in all, it's you. You did it all, God. You're doing it all. And you will always do it until the day you come back. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll be with us till the end of age. And we just glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're going to leave space for Mother Pastor Sam's to pray, and then we're going to take our prayer request. And I thank you all so much for standing the gap in proxy for me and prayers. How we're going to receive Mother.
Father God, we thank you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, oh, Father, for another chance, another opportunity to lift your name on high. Because, Father, truly you are a great and a mighty God. And, Father, we do love you. And, Father, we just give you all honor and glory tonight. All of these prayer warriors that have stood in the gap for so many things, who've come asking and thanking and praising and lifting you up, Lord, we just give you praise and honor. We have to, Father. You've done so many wonderful and great things for us, Father, and we ask you to do it again. Just keep blessing us, Lord, and allow us to keep doing your word, your will, your way, Father, not the way we think. I listened at the prophetess as she asked the Lord to help her to eat the right things. And, Father, I have to ask that same thing. Don't let me desire to eat things that other people eat. Let me eat what is good for me, Lord. Help us to help ourselves, because if it's any shortcomings, it's not from you. It's our shortcomings. And, Lord, we everybody that's on this line, all of those that have prayed, all of those that are just on the line coming to listen, all of those that have requests that's unspoken, some of them, oh, Father God, we ask for liberty, Lord. You said the power of life and death is in our tongues. And as Brother Black prayed, he said, you know, the Bible said that the weak say, I am strong. You're not lying. You claiming what the word of God has said unto you, that you're strong when you're in the power of the Lord. And, Father, we just praise you. We honor you. We give you glory, Father. We ask, Father God, that you forgive us for all of our sins and unrighteous deeds, Lord, that when we come before you with clean hands, and we can lift up our hands to you, Father, and they're clean before you because we've tried our best and we've done what your word have instructed us to do. And truly the world is in a terrible situation. But the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, and you turn from your wicked ways. And I said to myself one time, I said, well, Christians have wicked ways? Yes, we do. The word says so. Some of us are not living according to the word. We're trying to fix it our way, and we can't fix it our way because his way is just, is right, is holy. And he said, holiness without no man can see the Father. So, oh, Father, we just keep asking you to strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we are torn down, Lord God. We thank you for sending this dreaded pandemic back into the pits from which it came, and, Father, never to rise again. And, Father, I think I just believe when you send it back, everybody's going to know. Thank God. Couldn't nobody do this but God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We pray, Father, for all the people that are stricken right now with this COVID, this disease, Father. We ask, Father, for your speedy healing and release, Father. Stop that death angel from moving in this land like it's been moving, Father. Strengthen all of us, Father, that when we pray, our prayers will have power because we're living holy lives according to your will, and because your word said it. We stand on your word, And you said in your word that we are healed, already healed. Thank you, Lord. We give you honor and we praise you. We pray for all of those, Father, that don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, Father, that they hear somebody, the word somewhere, and they would cry out, I yield. I can't hold out anymore. I'm coming to the Lord Jesus. His name is so simple for us. He said even a fool would not err. When you hear the word, all can be saved. Whosoever will. Ah, yes, sir. Let him come. Father, we know that you are a mighty, a prayer-answering God, Father. Just let us be on our post and let us be doing the things that we should be doing to advance the kingdom, because the kingdom will be advanced. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for Pastor BJ and her family and her tenacity, Father, that she holds on no matter what, because it's a need time. And we thank you, Lord. We ask that you bless the careless and the unconcerned. Father, that you come against all of these things that are occult and all this witchcraft and all the seances and all these things going on in the name of Jesus, and the Spirit of the Lord would reign in the earth, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we pray for abused people everywhere, all over the land and country, the children, the little babies, the elderly, anybody that's being abused, Father. We ask, Father, that somehow, another, some way, that you share the light, the big spotlight from heaven on these situations, that somebody would see it and go in and rectify it and let people know, Father, all these young people that are so depressed and there's so much going on, let them know, oh, Father God, even through our prayers, that they can be saved. And it's a better life when you get the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, down in your spirit and in your soul. Don't care how it goes, you still know you might be hurting, you might be this, you might be, but you know that God is with you. He's, if you hold on and you have faith, he'll come to see about you. I've seen him do, yes, sir, thank you, Jesus. I've seen him do it so many times. And we keep coming against the body of Christ with all kinds of things. But you see, we keep holding on. We keep believing. We keep having faith. We keep knowing. That little knower that's down inside, you know he hears, he sees, he loves you, and he's coming after a while. If you can just hold on and not faint. And that's what we're asking tonight. If there's anybody on this line that's on the brink of turning back or turning around or doing anything that's not godly and that is against the teachings and the will of God, we ask that you just have faith and just hold on. Talk to somebody. Find somebody that you can talk to. You can't talk to every anybody, but find somebody, a person that you believe to be a godly person, and talk to them and ask them to pray with you and pray for you. Hallelujah. I pray for every member of my family, my sons, my grandchildren, my sisters and brothers, my nieces and nephews, all of my cousins, Father. Everybody, Father, that's in my catchment area, Lord, I pray a blessing upon them tonight. And we ask, Father, that you strengthen us, because sure enough, when we come together on this line, it's unity. And the Bible speaks well of unity. You know, those people trying to build that tower up to heaven. Back in Genesis, I think it is, and he said, nothing that they should get together and propose to do shall be impossible because they have unity. We ask for us to have that same kind of unity on this land, Father. I had seen so many prayers answered. And, Father, we just believe by your grace that you want us. Yes, sir. You want us, Father, to have life and have it more abundantly. And we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for every opportunity that we can come and lift up your name, Father. We thank you for our lives, our health, and our strength. Father, we do love you. We praise you. We give you honor, and we give you glory, Lord. You're an awesome and a mighty God. And all I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise your name. We give you honor. We ask all of these blessings in the strong and mighty, 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 mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes.
Glory, glory, ooh, glory. What a mighty God. Awesome is he. Praise God. Thank God for the prayers. Job 22:2 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. In John 15:7, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise God. We bless the Lord tonight for all the prayers and anything that the Lord has said in his word. He said his word will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that he set it out to do. We just have to have the faith and hold on to keep decreeing and declaring. Thank God for the instructions that he gives us in the word. And sometimes we have to be reminded. And he said he chastised those that he loves. So sometimes the word has to come to remind us to, or to quicken us or to shake things off if we've been through a trial or tribulation or something and things go over to God or have gotten us discombobulated offline. The word has to come. So I thank God even for the reminders, the reinforcement, and the prayers and the things over to God. God has said through all of some way or another and the, for each one, and also even the things that the Lord has blessed and reiterated with the prophet. Praise God. If there's anything else to be said for the prophet before we take any prayer requests.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say this, and I'm going to give my prayer request as well. What God said to me is, let us close every door that allowed the enemy to come in. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his purpose. And God said, and he was speaking to me personal, and I'm just saying this to everybody else. He was saying that to me. He said, you're opening all of these doors because you're allowing the enemy to come in and steal your health. Today, and I don't have a good appetite. And I've told Pastor BJ this, I don't eat like I'm supposed to. And I got one of them Liberace too. And today, I mean, it just kept going off, ha, 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 ha. And I got so weak and I got shaky. And it wasn't because my blood sugar was low. It was because it just kept going up. And God began to show me. He said, you're not eating, but you go in there to get a little energy and you eat a cookie and you go in there and you have a pear or apple. He said, but at your age, you need food to sustain you. He says, and you can't do what I've called you to do with your body being so weak. I've been in the bed just about all day. And God spoke to me about, I'm not eating right. I'm just laying around. And I am opening the door for the enemy. We got to get in the fight, y'all, because God got work for us to do. God got things that he called each of us to do. And if we don't close those doors, I don't care what it is, we allow the enemy to come in and steal the promises of God. Yeah, he promises good health. He promised to heal our bodies, and he will. We are healed. But he's not going to come down here and tell me you need to drink water. He ain't going to come and tell me you need to stop putting all them sweets in your body. God said that, yes, our prayers are spiritual as they come before him, but we live in a fleshly body, and it responds to everything that's bad. Ain't nothing good in this body. So I'm just saying this, because God was speaking to me, but I would ask prayer. That some just pray for me that God will restore my appetite. I some days I don't eat nothing but some sweets or something, and just nothing tastes right. So I'm just petitioning prayer for me today, because I haven't felt like I feel today. I mean, no energy, just really feeling bad. So I just want to share that word, too, that we got to take care of our bodies, y'all, so that we can do what God has called us to do. So I thank you.
Praise the Lord. Mother, because it's already been in your spirit, Mother Alexander, go ahead and take that prayer for Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, you see all and you know it all, Lord God. But we know your prophet, Lord God. And Lord, she's calling out to you, Father God. But we come interceding for it, Lord God. Lord, we know that you gave her that strength. So we bind this false spirit that come against her eating, Lord God. Come against her to keep her from doing what she has to do. We command that spirit to loose, that she would enjoy eating again, to satisfy her stomach in the right way. Bring back our health to our Lord God. Because, Lord, you said out.
I'm on the prayer line.
And you said, if we pray. And, Lord, we thanking you, Heavenly Father, for your word said, Lord God, ask. And when we ask, believe. So that foul spirit that come against our appetite, we binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose her right now in the name of Jesus. That she get her appetite back full, and that she get her strength back, and that she will be rejoicing back again. In Jesus' name, we claim this, Lord God. For we all standing in the gap with her for this, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
amen.
Yeah. Praying.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if that's our brother Lonzo or who in the background, but prayer going on. You need to mute your phone if you have to speak to anyone. Speak to somebody in the background while prayer is going on or someone's speaking. So I certainly appreciate that consideration. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Praise the Lord. I'd like to have a prayer request, please.
Okay, one moment, Carrie. Okay, another young lady after you. Okay, go ahead, Seth.
Okay. My name is Alonzo Harris, and I'm calling in for prayer for my family and my daughter, Tammy James, and my wife and my grandchildren, and prayer for me every year. Just pray for me, and then I'd like to hear someone speak on fear and faith to me, because fear and faith run so close together. Your fear can mess with your faith, and I just wanted to get someone to speak on that with me, and I wanted you to pray for me. They prayed for me last week, and I got. And I went to do it. I had a test to do, and everything came back fine.
Well, praise
so
God.
I know God is good, and I know God is faithful, and has me in His hands.
Amen.
And I like just to have pray out with my whole family and give me the strength to guide my family. So thank you.
Yeah, we'll keep the prayers going on for your family continuously. We're covering that,
yes.
But we're going to take that,
yes,
special prayer that you have for about fear and faith, either a mother, Willette, or either Pastor or Bird, either one, the Lord put touch their heart to take that prayer. And after that, I have Sister Carrie on my cell phone because she can't get through the lines otherwise. So
all
as soon
right.
as we finish with him praying, then I'm going to take
yes,
her request. Okay, then. Which
right.
one of you all going to pray for him? Hold on. Someone getting ready to pray for you right now about the fear and the faith.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I'll pray. I'll go ahead and pray, Minister BJ. Heavenly
okay.
Father, we just thank you for what you've already done. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the victory that Jesus has already gotten us in every situation of our lives. We thank you that you want us to say something about the situations that we face. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for making us overcomers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Brother Alonzo Harris, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, what your word says, that you've not given us a spirit of fear. When fear comes, Lord God, where God, it is brings about torment. So you don't want us to be tormented about anything. You don't want us having any anxiety, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So we rebuke and bind up the demon of fear in Jesus' name. God, we trust, hallelujah, that your word is true. Hallelujah. We have the assurance, the faith, Lord God, the confidence that what you say, hallelujah, is so in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord God, and we release the faith, the assurance, the confidence, hallelujah, Lord God, that you have given us, hallelujah, that which pertains to life and godliness. And we thank you, Lord God. We lift up Brother Harris's family in the name of Jesus, his daughter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, his wife, his children, his grandchildren. We pray that you will strengthen him to be the man of God that he needs to be. Let him trust your word. Hallelujah. For the word of God is right. And all of your works, dear God, are done in truth. So we stand on your promises, Lord God. We give no place to fear, to worry, to anxiety. We give no place that is not an operation that you want us to have in our lives. And we thank you, Lord God, for deliverance of this demon of fear in Jesus' name. Let us walk by faith, hallelujah, trusting that you have already gotten us the victory. Let us possess what you have given us in Jesus' name. We honor you, Father. We bless you. We praise you. And we thank you for it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And thank you for the good report. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Bye. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Just one moment. Just one moment, Mother. I want Carrie to get hers in because she was trying, but they couldn't hear because she was on the other phone. Okay, Carrie, what's your report?
Right. Like you guys to pray for the incident of my daughter the 1st of January. At times I get so emotional and so depressed, you know, crying to myself, you know, telling God that it's too much for me, this is too hard. So I would like you to pray for me, for him to give me strength to go on each day. But it seems so hard, knowing that I have no one to talk to, no family around me. It seems so hard. And I would like you to pray for my two children and my brothers and sisters, praying that one day we'll get back together as a family. Thank you.
Praise God. The bird's still there. I don't know if she left the line or not because I have to click the phone over to hear Carrie. Does anyone have been able to hear what she had said about being depressed because of her daughter, that the baby had died in January, and sometimes she's talking to the Lord but you know, it seems like it's too much or too hard, have nobody to talk to. Then also she says that pray for her two children and her brothers and sister to get back together. Well.
Together.
Yes. Yeah, so you
absolutely.
Want to take that, Brother Black, then?
Absolutely. I'm honored. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that everything you do is decent and in order, God. We thank you for what you're doing behind the scenes, God, how everybody is going to get back together. It's going to be one great, big, solid family reunion, God, even though, Lord, there's a loss right here on earth, God. She's alive and well in your presence. And, Lord, we're all going to see her daughter one day. But Lord, we have to find hobbies. We have to focus our mind and our direction in you and read your word and do spiritual things, Lord, according to your will, the things you want us to do and not have our minds drift off on things, Lord, that mean no good. It's just hurt, harm, and it's endangerment to our life, God, in our minds. Spirit of depression, we bind you up. We cast you from away from her life and out of her life in the mighty name of Jesus, back to the pits of hell from whence you came. Now we release the spirit of peace, one of the fruit of the Spirit of God who lives in Sister Carrie. And we thank you, Lord, that she's going to build on your peace. She's going to begin to worship you in times like this. Every time the enemy comes, remove yourself from my presence in Jesus' name. You have no authority, Aliki, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak peace. I speak the angels of the Lord around her house. Even the Holy Spirit touch her mind, God. Lord, that we can transform our mind in the Word of God. In the Word of God and rejoice. Kindle the joy and the fire that's within you. We thank you, Lord. We have tools we can use. Because we are not a defeated foe. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So sorrow not, for we are not a people without hope.
Amen.
Follow God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Carey, I pray that you really take to heart what the minister had just said. And that, you know, it's not an easy thing. And some of the people that's on the phone have gone through that, or either after they're here and their children or family. Everybody go through things differently. But it's still going to be back to the same thing, with a husband, wife, family, children, whatever age it is, the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And like you were saying, you're going to have to bind that, and you're going to have to find other things to occupy your mind. And also mainly the word, but not only word, like you said, even example is a hobby, but you got to reach out. And then you have others to reach out. Sometimes the enemy will tell you, I don't want to keep bothering people, but that don't mean, you know, talk about the same thing every day. But sometimes when you do need to reach out, well, you know what, I have one of these bouts today. I'm going to call Mother Alexander, I'm going to call Pastor Herbert, I'm going to call this other prayer warrior. Sometimes sitting there soaking and meditating on the thing, and day after day after day after day, when you know already where it's coming from, all he's doing is getting a stronger hold on you, where you don't break out of it and say, I take it, like you said, take authority over there and bind it. Sometimes the enemy, like a boomerang, he try to come right back. But then we have to be able to get that reinforcement. It's like when the police got a call for reinforcement, the military call. That's why he says, one chase 1,000, two 10,000, to fight anyone touching the green. So you just can't keep taking it in every day and every day, and just reach out when you just feel like it to somebody. When it get overwhelming, then you want prayer, and you're so far sunk down in it that you're having a struggle. You hear the word, but it's not penetrating all the way in your spirit like you need to, because you waited so long. So when, like, you got prayer tonight and start the word getting in there, start penetrating to really know what you need to do, when it start, you start acting on it. And then when it comes to a point when it get, you know, I need some reinforcement of prayer. But when we rehearse the same thing over and over and over, that's the spirit that we give place to the enemy. We got to rehearse God's word in the midst of, and not taking away from feelings and the hurt. But you can't get healed if you stay in the dark place, if you stay there rehearsing what I feel and what shoulda and coulda and whatever else. And of course, the enemy is going to find other things to turn back around, add to that, and add to that, and connect the dots. Somebody else aggravates you. Something else going on with some other family. Something else happened on the job. Something else happened, whatever, and he just trying to bury you alive. But when you start fighting back with the armor and the word, the Holy Spirit's on the inside of you, but if you don't let him do his work, then the enemy is going to turn back around and play with that mind, and you don't reach out to him like you need to, then after a while you're just going to soak right more back into that thing. And the next thing, the enemy will have some other crazy thoughts that ought to not be there, that can come up. So you'll have to fight, too.
while others are praying for you, you have to fight too. And then we can be that reinforcement to fight with you. But it's not going to be breakthrough if you're just calling and talking about the same. Call for the prayer and then find something else where you can be able to build from in the word. And then that way you won't have to turn back around and let the enemy give him more room to help him hold you in captivity. He said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty will set you free. Get a breakthrough now and then go back in it. No, that's not what he's saying. We got to get to a point, even though it may be day by day, hour by hour, but fight to get through it and reach out for the help that's needed. But use the tools that God has given you to, his word. Just put on songs. You know, like Mother tell you, I tell you, you know, you pray, get in the word, get put on some spiritual music, reach out to somebody, do something like the brother just said, find a hobby. All of those things are going to build to help you get through, okay? All righty, darling. You're not making light of what's going on, but it's just going to be, you have to just keep working at it, okay? All right, we love you. Praise God. Okay, all right, Mother, Mother Orsi, also, are you there? You there? Somebody got a lot of music because we got a lot of noise in the background. They might need to mute their phone or either I would have to go down the line and find who it is. Would you kindly mute your phone if you got a lot of noise in the background? Mother Ursa, are you still there? Ursa, also, I pronounce the name wrong all the time.
Not by yourself.
Mother Alexander, you know how to pronounce her name?
No, baby, that's what I was saying. You're not by yourself. I cannot pronounce her name right.
Okay, are you there? Or did you hang up, Mother?
No, I'm still here. I heard everything.
No, no,
the noise in the
trying to get her name right. No, not you. The lady we were talking about.
No, I don't know. I cannot pronounce her name. I thought it was Holger, and then I hear she says something else to you on the phone. So.
Well, okay, maybe she's gone. Then I want to take her prayer request or praise report. But maybe she hung up. I hope she didn't. No, that's Pastor Bird that hung up. I don't know. Will anyone else have a prayer request? Okay, we've gone offline already, but in the meantime, I just want to remind you also that on the fourth Sunday, Mother Alexander and Mother McCormick will be bringing the word, and our theme all the way through all the prayer warriors, whether it be now and through next month, until we get everybody covered, that's the regular prayer warriors, it will be on this spiritual journey, but it'll be a topic under that theme. So we're looking forward to hearing what the Spirit has to say through them all as well. And pray for Carmelita and Brian and the baby, Imani. Preferably they would have been on that road and been back from Atlanta and get back home, but I just pray God's safety that they get back in and all be well with them too as well. Then don't bring nothing from, there's a lot of people not wearing their masks, not even though you've been on head to shots or whatever like this, but we're praying that nobody come back sick either and angels being unencamped about them. I want you to continue to pray for Mother Freeman. Praise the Lord, Mother Camp, and also Mother Elise. All these ladies up in their 90s and still fired up about the Lord, but some going through in their bodies. Bless them and keep them. And also Apostle Burton, about they don't know what is going on with her foot. But in the meantime, like I said, just in an attack, we know it's, since her husband has gone on and she's standing on the word, the enemy just attacking her foot and also her hand and shoulder, still giving her some serious problems. So, but she's still fighting a good fight of faith on the word and still, you know, carrying ministry out and doing what she got to do. But there's something else that has to be in pain like that too. But it's a little better, but it's still agitating. So just keep her lifted up before the Lord. And also we'll keep all of our children, families, and everybody else lifted up. Thank God for y'all's faithfulness, and we heard what Pastor Bird saying, you know,
Well, I'm going to be in that little number two with that, because often the and in this past month, I have been really bad about my time. Usually be anyway from, used to be like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, or 12 to 1 eating. Now it's gone crazy to 3, 2 and 3 o'clock, and sometimes 4 o'clock before I get breakfast. So I'm another one. The appetite be lost, and I don't feel up to it, and here we go. But we're going to pray regulation. We know we've got to pray more for discipline, and we got to just do what is necessary. Sometimes one meal, sometimes two meals, sometimes a meal and a half, or whatever. It's just, and in the meantime, it's still not helping this attack on this arthritis with the inflammation. So I got no things in there to fight to. We pray, and we know, but now it's time, really. Lord, I really need the help in the discipline part. So I've got to
count me in.
Plus, we talk about it all the time, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
count
then.
Me in.
You in it, too? Well, praise God. Praise God. Somebody got a prayer request?
Yeah, I just want to thank each and every one of y'all. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just want to thank each and every one of the prayer warriors that's been praying for my granddaughter, Pori. I thank God for y'all praying for her. She is so, I mean, it's just amazing how she just so better since she left.
Well, that transformation, praise the Lord, amen.
Thank God.
Thank God. Amen.
Just continue to keep her in prayer. Continue to keep her in prayer. She's so happy now.
Praise the Lord.
Better. She go to school and come back. She's so better. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Praise God.
We give God glory. Well, God, we thank you for that praise report. Thank God, glory to God, all the things that you keep proving yourself in over and over and over. So we thanking you, glory to God, for all your great and mighty acts. Thank you, glory to God, for the word and instruction that you've given us, even in tonight, even about the fight, the good fight of faith. We thank you, Lord God, for Carrie. God, we bound up the depression. We pray for our brother Alonzo. We pray, glory to God, for all the other prayer requests, even that Pastor Bird says, myself, and as Minister Black had said, whatever. We just praying, God, whatever that situation is that we need more discipline in, whether it's our eating habits to get our bodies healthy, because we know the enemy don't want us. Glory to God. If he can't stop us, he'll turn back around and try to delay, bring distractions, or try to slow us down, because he's trying to slow walk us down in the name of Jesus. For those that are determined, they're not going to. God, you want us healed and whole. God, we don't know when all of the manifestation going to come, but keep us with a determination, God, to put you first and obey your commands and give us that discipline that's needed. And sometimes the pain can override. Glory to God. Sometimes it seems like when you're praying and standing, oh, God, the only thing we can do sometimes is just say Jesus. Because sometimes the pain, glory to God, can be so agonizing that even when you're trying to bring your words out, sometimes, glory to God, we have those different kinds of attacks. All of us have different things. All of us go through at different times. But the persistence and the pursuing and the perseverance, it's all about not giving up. So you know the makeup of every one of us and what it takes for each one of us. Even though there's a basic foundation that you tell us to stand on your word, glory to God, we know it may take a little bit more in our persistence on some things than others and people with different situations. But you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And it's going to take, glory to God, that trust, that faith, that persistence, that pursuing, and glory to God, and never giving up, God. So we thank you for you just blessing us for even where we are thus far, what we have already accomplished, what we already gone through, and what you are bringing us through, and even that glory to God that we're going to be overcomers and triumph in. God, Sister Elsa, whatever that request was or praise report, we pray, God, you bless her. You know what is needed, so we're just standing in the gap, believing, glory to God, whatever it is that you already working on her behalf and moving on her behalf in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you for your angels being in camp. Thank you for the blood covering. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing and letting no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us in the name of Jesus. Now, my granddaughter done called in, my son-in-law from out in Texas. We pray everything is okay with him and his job and his body. Nothing going on that will cause any problems with Archie out there in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying even when I check these lines that we are finding everything is in a good report. It's not no hurt, harm, or danger came to any of them in the name of Jesus. We are praying all is well in Jesus' name. And we thank you for divine
divine healing. And thank you for these warriors, each one that was even keeping me lifted up. And God, so we can keep everything moving and proving, not only just for the prayer line, but even personally, thank you for the prayers in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we honor you. We cast all these cares before the Lord. Bind up every satanic, demonic force, every evil work of the enemy, plot, plan, scheme. He already got in making that it be eradicated, dismantled, uprooted, and sent back to the dry place in which it came. We loose him from his assignment and loose Holy Spirit, have thine own way. We thank you. We call our peace back and our joy back in, healing, deliverance, encouragement, wisdom, discernment, and determination. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with food, clothing, and shelter. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory to God, with a mind to serve you. Thank you, Lord God, for the love and the forgiveness, glory to God, you want us to operate in the name of Jesus. And God, courage to carry out your assignments. In Jesus' name we pray. Sweet rest and sleep. Angels be encamped with blood covering. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let me go ahead and check on the family. Y'all be blessed and keep the prayers going. Amen.
Amen. Be blessed. Shalom. Love you.
Shalom. We love you. Shalom.